Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we have come to the middle of the month of November, and we find that you and your favor are yet consistent. We are experiencing your grace and your mercy. And God, as you are doing all that you are doing for us, our praise of you, and I praise God for all of what you have done, also continues. No matter, God, what circumstance life finds us in, we are certain that we owe you praise. We thank you, O God, for giving us a way of an escape out of this crazy world. We're so glad, O God, to know that where we currently are is not our ultimate destination. We thank you, God, for preparing a place for those of us who accept you as Lord and Savior, that when we exit this world, we finally start to live and have a quality and quantity of life that only you can give, where one day we will be with you and all of our loved ones for all eternity. Thank you, God, for letting those of us who have accepted you live within that certainty and reality. We are just pilgrims and strangers traveling through this barren land. Thank you, O God. And then, God, I thank you for this person that I'm privileged to pray with and for at this very moment. Father, you know who they are, you know where they are, you know what they are faced with. You know, God, what they have on the table of their hearts, so God, presenting issues, problems, concerns to you, O God. And I pray, Father, that as they lift up and use their faith in you, that you would meet them and that you would bless them, God, and that you would supply whatever it is that they need. I pray, God, that you would cover them today. I pray, Heavenly Father, that whatever the devil may try, whatever his team of demons may try, I pray, Father, that you would ward them off. I pray, Father, that you would shut it down. I pray, God, that you would make all of their attempts feeble and futile in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that this person will thank you in real time. Not only, God, for what they know and see you're doing, but may they grow to the place, God, to where they thank you even when they don't see you doing things, because they know that you always do far more than what we are able to see you do. God, we just love you. I pray, Father, that you would take care of this person's family, each and every one, Father. Their children, their mothers, their fathers, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, cousins, grandparents, oh God, I pray, Father, that you would bless their families And for those, oh God, who are in this season of year and they're missing persons who are no longer with them, I just pray, Father, that your love and that your power would be made known in the hearts and the minds of those who are in this difficult season of year now, because they're in it with one less person who meant the world to them. I pray, Father, that you would heal hurting and grieving hearts right now. Make it, oh God, a day, Father, again, that this person, Father, will know that you've kept them all day. I ask, God, that you would do this, that you may get the glory, but do it for the good of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning to you, and I hope that this is the beginning of a great day for you, or continuation of the day that you're already in, when this prayer will have found you if you are in other countries, on other continents, and you know that you can decide to have a good day because God gave you that ability. You don't have to happen because of things. You don't have to wait till things happen. You can have a celebration that is not contingent upon happiness or happenings. Because if you're saved, you got Jesus. And if you got Jesus, you got joy. And if you got joy, you got strength. Because the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. If you are hearing my voice and you are not saved, I have a privilege now of explaining to you that it is the will of God to bring each perishing soul into eternal accountability with the gospel. And the gospel is simply the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news is that God loved us so much that he sent himself to the earth via his son. Because Jesus is also God. Jesus went to the cross and died for you. He took the place of all of us. We should have been the ones who died such a vicious and a horrible death. But Jesus, the substitutionary sacrifice, went in our place. The law condemned an innocent man, and so because of that, Jesus was able to reverse the curse. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And because Jesus was resurrected after 3 days, all we have to do to experience the salvation that he provides is believe in him. But it begins with acknowledging your need for him, then believe in him. That he is the only begotten Son of the Father who rose after 3 days. And then confess that with your mouth. If you believe it in your heart, confess it with your mouth. And the Bible says you shall be saved. I really hope that you will stop playing around with your soul and stop teetering on the edge of eternal damnation. Don't play close to the ledge. Come on into a place of safety, and that's only found in Jesus Christ. I would love to hear from you, or at least to hear of you. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel of Brooklyn Church. I love you. Bye-bye.